Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Rodriguez. Francis Rodriguez is a 38-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 4-16-21. He went to push a PVC pipe inside another pipe. As he was doing it, he heard a pop in his neck. The PVC was for a French drain. He stated it was not heavy, nor was there extreme resistance. He had been using a forklift, but the pipes did not fit together. He then manually wiggled the pipes side to side to have them fit. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the neck in 2021, but is unaware of his final diagnosis. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Any paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Rodriguez alleges he injured his neck pushing a pipe on 4-16-21. Medical records show he was seen at Inspirit Urgent Care on 4-17-21, complaining of pain and tingling in his neck and shoulders after working the previous evening. He had some finger numbness to the right hand. He was pushing a large pipe when he injured his neck and now has the tingling at times to the right hand. He denied any similar problems in the past. He was evaluated and diagnosed with cervical radiculopathy, for which he was placed on restrictions, medications, and referred for x-rays. Cervical spine x-rays were done on 4-17-21. They showed multi-level degenerative changes with intervertebral disc space narrowing, significant at C5-6, but no prevertebral soft tissue swelling. He followed up at Inspira on 4-24-21. And was diagnosed with cervical radiculopathy. Modified activities were continued. His last visit at the urgent care was on 5-1-21. He continued to have symptoms. He was referred for orthopedic specialist consultations. New paragraph. On 5-20-21, he was seen by Dr. Sinha, S-I-N-H-A. His assessment was cervical radiculitis, for which he ordered a cervical spine MRI and prescribed medications. The MRI was done on 5-28-21 to be inserted here. He followed up with Dr. Sinha on 6-3-21 to review these results. He was going to continue with physical therapy and follow up in 3 weeks. Dr. Sinha monitored him closely, but he remained symptomatic over the next few months. The paragraph on 11-1-21, Dr. Kepler, K-E-P-L-E-R, performed surgery to be inserted here. Repeat cervical MRI was done on 3-25-22 to be inserted here. Mr. Rodriguez participated in a functional capacity exam on 4-28-22. He was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. He followed up with Dr. Kepler through 5-10-22. He continued to have some sharp pain in the back of his neck, but had resolution of his arm symptoms. He had some radiating pain into the right upper extremity, which sounds like it is unrelated to the cervical spine. Perry recommended follow-up with a hand surgeon, but this was denied by the workers' compensation insurance. He had first come into the care of Dr. Kepler, Dr. Sinha's associate, on 10-12-21. He applied a cervical collar and referred him for additional x-rays. He noted Mr. Rodriguez was a candidate for anterior cervical discectomy and instrumented fusion from C4 through C6. He had 3+ hyperactive refluxes on the right and the biceps compared to 1+ on the left. He had 2+ reflex in the brachioradialis on the right compared to 1+ on the left. He had similar findings at the triceps reflexes. He diagnosed cervical radiculitis, cervical spinal stenosis with myelopathy. He recommended surgical intervention. Physical exam. General appearance. He says he was supposed to undergo an EMG, but workers' compensation never got back to him to have it scheduled. He reports feeling depressed. Extremities upper. The inspector revealed his fingernails were bitten. Soft touch sensation was decreased in right ulnar nerve distribution, but was otherwise intact. The rest of that is normal. Spine, cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consists with his surgery, but preserved lordotic curve. Active flexion was to 35 degrees, comma extension 45 degrees, comma rotation right 75 degrees and left 70 degrees, with left side bending to 40 degrees. Right side bending was full to 45 degrees. Pretty was tender at the right medial trapezius as well as the left trapezius in the absence of spasm. There was no spasm or tenderness in the paracervical musculature or in the midline. Sperling's maneuver elicited tingling sensation in the midline from T1 through T4. Perth thoracic. He was tender in the upper paravertebral musculature bilateral in the absence of spasm. Perth was also tender in the upper thoracic midline. And the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 4-16-21, Francis Rodriguez was manipulating a PVC pipe at work. He noticed the onset of pain in his cervical spine. He was seen the next day at Spirit Urgent Care, where he underwent cervical spine x-rays that showed multi-level degenerative changes. He was initiated on conservative care. New paragraph, he remained symptomatic and was then seen by Dr. Sinha. He recommended additional physical therapy. On 5-28-21, cervical spine MRI was done to be inserted here. Mr. Rodriguez also came into the spine surgical care of Dr. Kepler. He found some concerning neurologic findings and recommended surgical intervention, but this was accomplished on 11-1-21 to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively and had a repeat MRI on 3-25-22 to be inserted here. He also had a functional capacity evaluation on 4-28-22. Ultimately, Dr. Kepler discharged him from care on 5-10-22. New paragraph, the current examination found he had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Sperling's maneuver elicited tingling in the midline from T1 through T4, which is not classically positive. His reflexes were intact. He diminished It's left touch sensation and right ulnar nerve distribution. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period, his underlying degenerative disc disease contributes to this assessment. Period, end.